open up the line for comments, questions.
Hey, this is Larry Lobig.
Hey, Larry. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Actually, at my age, it's great to be anywhere.
Nice.
So, now, actually, you know, I was about to retire, and then Dave sent out this incredible email, and it got me all excited about being back in the professional coaching world, because this is an amazing opportunity to be in a creative group of coaches and to be working with Dave, who is incredibly creative, to develop a whole new paradigm in coaching. So, you know, for me, I'm taking this to the Western Institute for Social Research. We're going to do some programs in Oakland. We're going to do some programs up in Santa Rosa, which is the place I just moved to yesterday. And we're going to develop a degree program around this material so that people can get degrees in this stuff. So that's what we're doing.
It's really cool. And Larry brings up a really awesome point that I want to amplify that I haven't really spoken about in a while, which is you could bring this material to educational institutions and create programs with them using this material. You know, degree programs, adult education programs, certificate programs, there's all sorts of things you can do with adult education, community colleges, universities, and this is something you can do. You will be able to go and do that. You can approach an adult education center and offer to do coach training programs with them, or a community college, or like Larry, an actual, university that he's affiliated with. So this is a huge opportunity, and I would love for you to jump on it. And it would be great for Coachville, because it's great if our material is the foundation for other programs in the world. We love that.
Can I point out one other thing?
Absolutely.
I mentioned this to a colleague who is up in Sonoma State University, and his first reaction was, well, let's see if we can do it here.
Nice.
And that's how attractive this is.
Yeah.
I think
you don't have
to know it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a key thing. For anyone running an education institution, they know coaching is a thing that people want to learn. So it's not a big challenge to say if you have an awesome curriculum you can bring in, it's highly innovative, it's accredited, it's a really good curriculum. It's like, wow, you can bring this to different organizations, institutions. It's not going to be a hard sell, really. It's going to be pretty easy. There's a desire for it from an educational institution point of view. They're all looking at it. Like, how do we get coaching in here? People are talking about it. Larry, you wanted to jump in again?
Sure. One of the things that dawns on me is this is material that you can be proud of. And for me, that's a big deal.
Yes.
You know, I've seen a lot of material, and I went, The Coachville material, I went through it, and when I shared it with the president of a university, he just went, wow. And he's also seen the Coach U textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was incredibly impressed with the Coachville material.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a place, you know, they teach therapists. And they looked at this material and they said, right on. This is not conflicting with therapy. A lot
That's
of other coaching models are based on a therapeutic model.
Right.
And it looks like therapy. It feels like therapy. It smells like therapy.
Right. It sure does.
Coachville is about coaching, pure
yes.
and simple.
Yes.
And it's material as trainers, and it's world-class material. So as a trainer, you can take this out into the community and absolutely be proud of what you're doing.
That's a great point. That is a really big point. Thank you, Larry. It's one of the things that's challenging for us because we know our material is world-class. And it's hard to just go and say, hey, we know we're world class. Wake up, everybody. That's like you need other people to say you're world class. So I really appreciate you saying that. And our students tell us this all the time. So now we want to leverage that and give you the opportunity to leverage that. But that's really generous of you to say so. But it is true, and I think it's a big point, and it's starting from Thomas, and Thomas Leonard started Coach University. He was the originator of the International Coach Federation, and he did those things, and then he had a real awakening after those experiences where he recognized that what he had created with Coach U and what he had started with the ICF was like Larry was saying. It was based on problems. It was a therapeutic model. It was based on fixing, people. And that was sort of the come from of it. And Thomas had this major awakening. And I would have to say the theme of his awakening was creativity. That he had this awakening that it was really about creative expression and unleashing creative expression in people. That was the big, I think that was like the core that he was talking about, that he founded Coachville upon, and the proficiencies and the environment and the absence of you were all about how to unleash someone's creativity. So it was not a therapeutic model at all, therapeutic foundation. It was like this foundation of unleashing human creativity as the core of coaching. And we've sort of built upon that foundation and maybe expanded it a little bit in that, we're talking about the spirit of play, which is deeply connected to creativity. And that's the model. And so when you tap into the spirit of play and your inherent creativity, then you create purpose and possibility and better performance and the things that coaching is about. Whereas the therapeutic model is about problems, pain, and pathology. So you've got the P's. You've got the three P's. You've got problems, pain, pathology. That's therapeutic model. The coaching model is possibilities, purpose, and performance. That's what coaching is about. So those, if you just keep those six P's in your mind, you can quickly explain to someone the difference between 20th century coaching models, which were therapeutic in nature, management science in nature, command, control, compliance, problems, pains, pathologies. That was the gist of coaching in the 20th century. 21st century coaching is about possibility, it's about purpose, it's about performance, and it's based on creativity and the spirit of play. So there's a big shift happening, and you can be a part of it and bringing it to the world. And the world is ready. It's ready. It's yearning. It's desirous. You talk about desirability. This is the thing that's so interesting, is that because of the stigma from the 20th century coaching model that was so therapeutic and problem focused, because of that stigma, it's still hard to talk to people about hiring a coach. They think that means they've got a problem, or they need accountability, they need to be controlled, etc. But when you talk to people about being a coach and using a coaching skill set and mindset to bring out the best in their team, to have better results with their clients, to have more fun and creativity in their families and communities, that's very appealing. That's desirable. So that your desirability factor goes through the roof when you're talking about coaching as a skill set, mindset, language set, rather than coaching as a service for people, unfortunately perceived as people with problems. So this is, I think, a big breakthrough opportunity from that point of view.